When we are looking at boundlessness, it really means that there is nothing beyond it. It is the true oneness of all things. And this oneness means that all of the things that we perceive in the universe are actually interconnected with each other. There is a teaching in the Hindu world that's called Indra's web. And it teaches essentially that every aspect of the universe is connected and linked to every other aspect in this incredible web of life. This is precisely what the Kabbalah teaches as well. Every aspect of the universe is considered to be a spark of holiness. And every spark of holiness is connected to every other. Although we, in our egoic view of life, see things in terms of separation, although we feel as if we are separate from everything that we think is not us, the Kabbalah teaches in absolute terms that there really is no separation of things. There is only the appearance of separation. So these appearances are called relative reality. We have a relative sense of separation, but in absolute terms, it's all one. The modern physicist says the entire universe is composed of energy. Some would teach that the entire universe is composed of love or of consciousness. The way the Kabbalah looks at it is that the entire universe is simply awareness. When we get into the relative world that we can relate to, the world of space and time, awareness breaks into light and vessel. It is very similar to the modern physics that looks at energy, which is the absolute truth of modern physics, as it breaks into particle and wave. Today, modern physicists are not certain whether matter, as we know it, is composed of particles or waves. It depends on how we look at it. The same is true Kabbalistically when we look at light and vessel. Indeed, to confuse us even more, the Kabbalists say that vessels are actually composed of light, as if we could solidify light and then fill it with light. The analogy would be saying that the whole world was composed of water, but we could freeze water into the shape of a cup and pour water into that frozen cup, which was indeed the same substance, but just a different aspect. Modern physics teaches us something astonishing about the atomic structure in terms of its substance and emptiness. For the orbit of the electron around a nucleus is so great in proportion. I often describe it as the only thing that holds this body of mine together is electromagnetic force. And that if I were to take all that electromagnetic force out and just put together all the nuclei that compose this body of mine, what size would it be? The answer is it would be smaller than a grain of sand, smaller than a period at the end of a sentence. And I love telling audiences that standing before them is 6 feet of ego, where their substance is less than the dot at the end of a sentence. And when we look at ourselves more closely in this way, we realize that what we think to be solid is really an enormous amount of emptiness that is just given shape by electromagnetic force, which even today we don't understand. This is completely analogous to the way Kabbalah looks at everything. Instead of calling it electromagnetic force that holds everything together, we say it's awareness that holds everything together. 99.99% of everything is simply awareness. And yet all of the nuclei, or all of that supposed substance, is interconnected via this awareness. And just as science teaches that there is a perfect balance of energy in the universe, and that we cannot subtract or add anything to the balance of this energy in the universe, even though it constantly converts to one form or another, Kabbalah holds that everything in the metaphysical universe is perfectly balanced, and we cannot add or subtract anything, even though it goes through constant transformation.